Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, during Sunday's NBA All-Star Game, Charles Barkley, one of San Francisco's loudest critics, took aim at the city yet again.
If you had a chance of being cold or being around a bunch of homeless crooks in San Francisco, when you that's crazy.
Oh, no.
You're not welcome. They're not letting you in. You're not welcome. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You can't even walk around down
yes,
there.
Yes, you can walk around.
Yeah, with a bulletproof bag.
Draymond Green, the defender there. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Well, Phil, he can certainly talk some smack. What impact does that make?
Isn't all that happy about it, because the last year she's been pushing hard to try to clean things up in San Francisco. And you're right, it is talking smack. But, you know, there have a few facts in there that we should take a look at and not forget. And one of them is a recent Chamber of Commerce poll of San Francisco voters themselves. 75%, that's 3 out of 4, say that the city's going in the wrong direction. And, you know, that is not a great statement. On top of that, you know, hotel occupancy is still a third down from pre-pandemic. And San Francisco is a tourist capital, and its image is very important for that. And, yes, we do have over 3,000 people sleeping on the streets at night. I think one of the differences here is who said it and where it was said. It's one thing when we say it and we look at it and try to fix it or don't fix it. It's another thing when somebody from the outside shouts it from the rafters. And that's what we had.
Absolutely. And it also just, it goes into the narrative and it just keeps growing and growing. And we've got this news mix in KCBS studios where it shows all the different television stations. And this morning on the Fox News mix, it's showing the tents and the homeless in San Francisco. I didn't even need to look up. I knew it was reaction to the Barkley thing.
It was, but at least somebody in the booth, including Draymond Green, pushed back. But yes, you look at that and it is those images. And one of the reasons is because those images are still pretty prolific, although some of them are about a year old. Now, what can be done about it? Well, the mayor, I asked her people what was going on. They said, look, okay, first of all, crime is down 30% from last year. Property crimes, that would be the break-ins and stuff. And they've had the lowest crime rate in a decade. So things are turning around. But impressions are impressions. And I'd also like to point out that when you're seeing that up there, and we're talking about Charles Barkley and, you know, his smack talk, remember Buster Posey said that they were having a hard time, and the reality was that we're having, you know, one of the problems they were having recruiting players for the Giants was that the players' families weren't all that feeling safe around San Francisco. Now, he said it in a very low tone, and he said it was an unfortunate, but, you know, reality is perception, or perception is reality. And, you know, so he basically said it's kind of the same thing. What San Francisco's got to do is change the perception by changing the reality. You got to clean up the streets. There's no way around that. You got to keep them clean. And you got to keep having events in San Francisco, big ones like the All-Star Game, which is coming here next year, and then the Super Bowl, is to bring people in and see, let them see the change. But until you can show a change, you're going to have to live with, what is it, Sir Charles and his mouth.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.